Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Real Talk, Real Entertainment. Shooting here in the homeland, Orlando, Florida, and as of 5 minutes ago, doctors have announced that it is likely that the death toll may increase. So, prepare yourselves, arm yourselves with faith and knowledge. Don't think you need a gun. Think we need gun advocacy to deal with this one. It has become increasingly clear from this reporter's opinion that the federal government is complicit. Time you hear, he was under FBI investigation, and we know we did our job. And you want to get out in front of the story, so here we have the director talking about, as far as I can see, we did our job, as if there was some type of review. We haven't even figured out who got killed or why. Also, we're finding that this killer likely, based on some of the people who've been interviewed, and it's now public, you can get the information, that his attendance was a part of an ongoing plot to kill people. There is some suggestion that that's exactly why he was there. Club owner said, you know, he came in for years. I have several reactions to this. I could have went on the air. I just said, no, I'm not going to go on the air. I had heard about it when it was only 20 people dead. And that was late, I think Saturday. Real late Saturday, or real early Sunday morning. No. Real late Saturday. Yeah, because they're 4 hours ahead of us. So, 3 or 4. Anyway, as it all got pulled in and communicated back with, to us, the public, you know, I've been down these roads like you many times. I just don't necessarily assume that whatever anyone is saying to me is the, like my stepfather used to say, God, heaven, truth. I just don't assume just because you're reporting it that you know all the facts, particularly in today's media genre where everybody piles on each other and reports the same thing on from channel to channel. And I did channel surfing. I actually recorded President Obama's first speech and then the surfing after to make some sense of it. I just something said, this is going to require a closer look because this is not anything of the norm that we've seen. Yeah, we've seen hate against gays and lesbians, LGBT and all that. We've seen that since biblical times. That's not the issue. And yes, there have been more people killed in one shooting than the Gatling gun was invented, certainly. But there's no record of how many Indians were killed with a Gatling gun or how many slaves were slaughtered with one gun. And the distinction here when you say 49, 50 lives lost is it was one shooter. There are problems. Immediately, all my red flags were he has law enforcement training. Yeah. Sources say he was trying to train to be a law enforcement officer. Yeah. He purchased all guns legally. Yeah. He was already 10 months prior under federal review for statements he made. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. And what did that prove? And now we have the director coming out ahead of the investigation talking about, as far as I see, we did everything we should have did right. Why is he stepping out in front of this? You know, I just had a feeling like we were back at the Lee Harvey Oswald, Grassy Knoll, in the spin and the lies and the commissions and the blah, 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 blah. And then there was a core part of me that said, you know, you don't trust them being the federal government and the media in front of you until you can do your proper analysis, come up with a sense. And that's just not channel surfing on my end here at Blue Think Tank. It's a little bit more than channel surfing to get to the root. And so then I do an analysis. So like back in the day, I used to do claims adjuster. I used to do this for everything. And thank God I had taken a logic course when I was in college. So you had if, but, then, else. And then from there, you can write code. But applying a certain sense of logic to and probability to what are the best outcomes in any given situation. And then when I apply them to some of these salacious news events, it just gets to the point, this could not possibly be coincidental. Like 9/11 to me. It's like, you think that just happened? Okay. I'll see you. Happy New Year, bro. I'll talk to you later. Because I can't have those kind of folks around. I need people who are intelligent and thinking at all times, never letting their guard down. So I just immediately went into quiet analysis. And everybody, and there was one guy on Fox who just nailed it for me. He's like, after the president spoke initially, it's like, you know, I am one who will tell you first and foremost, all crimes are hate crimes. Most behavior that is antithetical to self-preservation is a hate crime. You hate yourself. You're not trying to preserve yourself. Thus, you behave like this, which destroys yourself. It, you know, GRX would say, well, it's not common sense because everybody don't have the same level of common sense. Me, on the other hand, I just kind of got a sense that this would have to be a scripted event. I just said, this is some Lee Harvey Oswald type shit. And the grass he knows. This dude, nobody even dealt with for the first 48 hours that he was a frequent member of the club. Now we know he went. We don't know if he drank. We don't know if he danced. We don't know if he had lovers. But we know he went to this club in Malta. And then you had the father that stepped out in front, just like James Comey of the FBI, and say that it's such a disgrace and what set him off were men kissing. And there was one female analyst. She was just a philosopher, actually, on KPFK here in L.A. And she said, that's foolishness. This is impossible to grow up in America. He's an American. This is not some guy from some Pashtun tribal ancestry with Sudani roots by way of Ghana and the sub-Saharan desert. No, they ain't had nothing to do with it. This is a guy whose family is certainly Islamic. But he was raised here, like me and you. And most folks, raised here in the States. You will see men kissing on normal TV. Yeah, this is, how could that have set you up? This is not new. Anything dealing with that community, you'll see flexing of that community. That couldn't have possibly. And she just nailed it. Like, no. And so then we get the initial piecemeal story. You know, the media loves to piecemeal it together and have you just up all night watching some shit. And they can't resolve it. They can't solve it. But they'll keep spinning the same analysis to get you to a point and an emotional conclusion that has nothing to do with factual matter, nothing to do with a true investigation, nothing to do with what's on their plate. They're not, the federal government does not pay George Stephanopoulos to do investigations at ABC. Not going to happen. CBS does not get a check from the NSA or the FBI or any of the I's or the A's for their hard investigative journalism. Not going to happen. So you should put caution to the wind as these traditional media streams and Fox News and cable and everybody included suggest this is the thesis, but that. Everybody wants to know. And then now we have this new word, radicalized. Jesus was radicalized. Hello? If Jesus showed up today, he would be locked the hell up. Quick. If not, killed on the street. Before he can utter a message. Same with Muhammad. And he'd probably be killed by one of his own members. Because they found that the interpretations were off from the original text of Muhammad, who was illiterate and did not write or read. But he had Bilal. Believe the obvious, where you can look a little deeper. This satisfied all of the political aspirations of both parties. Immediately when the story broke, I said, well, shit, if they're going to give Donald Trump anything to work with, then anything of a terrorist nature. But no, no, Mari, he put his foot so far up his ass by suggesting that others, and that was a backdoor slap on the back to himself, and highlighting the fact that he's on some anti-Muslim shit. Well, the guy's an American. So if you're on anti-American, we're anti-you. And you're going to have serious issues traveling about the country. It's going to come to that. And folks would be putting themselves in harm's way by getting in or near your path. That's ignorant. But then on the other hand, this is not about gun control. I could see if the motherfucker was just Creepy Joe, Gangsta Willie, doing this Country Bob on some moonshine, doing his thing, trying to stand up for America. That's not it. This guy was under FBI surveillance for a year. Then as soon as they took him off, he went and bought some assault rifles. Now his wife is under investigation because she may have prior known. Well, what? I really doubt if that wife has anything of probative value, and going after her is just another Muslim bashing episode in our division. This guy was an idiot. He was pro this Islamic group, that is. And those are groups that are contrary. That's like saying, oh, I'm down with Malcolm X and the Klan. That's the kind of American I am. I'm American American. It doesn't make any sense. Except for my simple enough. Gay guy, never dealt with that. On top of his instability and violence, which is mental and illness all combined, created a megalomaniac, crafty scenario, sort of like Donald Trump, where he's just going to make it on the news tonight and then pause while he's in a gunfight and in an act of terror to call 911 to let them know who he is and what his motives is. Hey, by the way, this is blah, blah, blah with the blah, blah, blah creating. I mean, come on, folks. Is it getting any more ridiculous or less scripted? No. He scripted the night. Bro, you got time to get on the phone and make an announcement in the midst of your terror? And I'm supposed to believe that it just went like that? This is ridiculousness at its highest moment. This is everything, apple cart being turned on its head at the highest moment. And it is not likely that these are coincidences in this time and framework. The Latino community has been bombarded with negativity through this campaign. They are affected. LGBT issues have been all throughout the last 8 years and rising to prominence. And issues that folk are having to decide and deal about. Feel like it were an accident had the guy just showed up once, automatically never been. But he's over there kicking it at the club with his people. And he just found a convenient way to package it all, and we bought it for Martha Raddatz and George Stephanopoulos bought it. NBC, CBS, and Fox bought it. No, Marty Marr didn't buy that. Not buying it. I've heard some very poignant discourse in the last 48 hours. And it all directs me to, yeah, you would have to be pretty open-minded to just assume that these events were random in nature, and one was about to jump off at L.A. almost at within the same time frame, same hour, and they just happened to bring this guy down. I don't know what type of fool you think I am, but I ain't that dumb. I might have been born yesterday, but it wasn't last night. I'm going to take a break. This is Real Talk, Real Entertainment.
On the path,
You got Mary Magdalene's, you got mangoes, you got whatever. You got updresses cross and side. You know, you got straight guys that are killers. You got gay guys that are killers. You got it all. You know, you deal with it. Does that mean that you need to be in that community? No, but everybody on the same, I said this on Saturday, it's an equal playing field. We're equal opportunity haters. Okay? The love is on full. It's always in the middle. That's how we roll. We keep it always in the middle. Hate is on him. Love is on the full. We are always in the middle. We never are trying to go out of the way. We're in the middle. So you choose your faith. That's how I roll with my biblical belief. But at the end of the day, you're going to have people out of the church community think that this is an abomination and a response from God. And then you're going to have people in the Islamic community distancing themselves as yet another radical. Now, this radicalization is silly to me, this term. And then the initial response from President Obama is this hate. Well, again, all negatives are actually based on some form of hate, whether you hate yourself, system, structure, whatever, or undealt with issues that resolve and remedy themselves for you through hate. You don't do well all day unless you hate on something. A lot of folks occupy like that. That doesn't necessarily mean to have a distant or a negative view from a particular issue suggests that you hate the folks that are affected. Because you stand up for Latino rights don't mean that you hate black people. Just because you stand up for black rights don't mean that you hate white people. It's as simple as that. And all, you know, vice versa and mixed and matched. So at the end of the day, to me, these events seem very strict and very opportunistic for all sides because it's yet another crafted and created American episode, which is sort of like a Hamilton stage play where some idiot decides to take a grandstand and split the issues up the middle and actually meteorize it and communicate it in the moment by calling 911. This is unprecedented, and it's very reflective of I remember Mallory. I don't remember the other dude. Natural born killers. This is where we're going. This is something that kind of happened all throughout the 90s in Brazil as well, where you had live TV cameras following killers as they were killing. Crazy, but these things happen. So that is my rant theory. I think I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk at Blue Think, and we're going to lay down some more nitty gritty. So it is what it is most days, and then some days it is what it ain't. And you can see through it, right? Right. Right. Well, we hope you can see through it. I hope you listen. This is Real Talk, Real Entertainment. I am going to listen to some more NATO. Thank you.